good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Kevin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Join the show. Call or text at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842, or leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a reminder to download the wonderful and free Civic Media app. Go to wherever you get your apps. Download the Civic Media app that gives you the opportunity to listen to all of our shows all across the state. And you can also call and text directly from the app if there's a show that you want to call into or something like that. So it's really, it's very useful.
And it's free.
And it is
free. Don't
forget. Yep, it is absolutely free. Busy show today, as always. Coming up at 11:06, we're going to be learning about Skills USA Wisconsin.
Nice.
This is a program among high school students in Wisconsin. Jack Mim is going to join us to tell us about what's going on with that. They are going to be having an event in Madison. And then a special edition of Public Service Announcement with Double the Doctors.
Doctors?
Double docs. We have double docs. We have Dr. Kristen Lyerly and Dr. Laura Hanks will be joining us at 11:33 for our public cervix announcement. So stay tuned for that. If you ever have a question for the doctor, you can always text or call it in again at 855-75-CIVIC. So the election yesterday. Some wins, some losses. Depends upon how you want to look at things, I guess.
We got a text immediately about it.
About the election?
Yeah, from the 419. Disappointed with yesterday's results, especially when I saw the voter turnout numbers. No reason these referenda should have passed. What can someone do to be politically active beyond voting and keep the people around them informed? Very, very good question.
That is a good question. I think that is the starting point, though.
Yes. Yeah.
Is trying to keep people informed. That's certainly what we tried to do here at Civic Media, and especially with those two referendums. Didn't cut through, apparently. There are still people who believe that the 2020 election was stolen, and this was because of money that came from outside groups to help run our elections. But those two referendums did pass, so we will be changing the Wisconsin State Constitution.
Again.
And at least to me, this just seems like this leaves the door open for them, especially with that second question about who can officially work for an election. To me, that just seems like this is opening up the doorway for when the results don't go their way again, they can take that avenue and try and find someone. Oh, you shouldn't have been working on the election, therefore the election is invalid.
Well, you know, I thought of something here last night. Last night, and then this morning when my fears were confirmed, you know what then? Every clerk's office in every city, every town, and every village should only have official workers. And then guess what?
You have to pay
Everyone has to be paid and wait. And you get to wait until it's all done because you wouldn't allow for extra help because you decided to make it your message to deceive the people of Wisconsin. So guess what? Now elections are going to take, I don't know, a week, 2 weeks, because everyone who has to do it has to be quote unquote official. But where are they going to get the money to hire them? Because we're not going to give it to them.
Well, and again, I think this all plays into their narrative and works for them to try and declare things invalid or broken or, you know, you cheated.
Yeah, these are just people in suits and ties going, not fair.
855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Tom from L.A. on the line. Good morning, Tom. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Jane. Good morning, Chris. Oh, sorry.
That's Chris Brock to you, son.
That's right, buddy. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we have to remember that we have that power. So get out and vote. Get registered to vote. Also, please remember that every time Donald Trump's lips are moving, he is lying. It'd be a really, really important thing for everyone to realize that. 91 indictments against this guy. Also, I am so sorry that the state of Wisconsin has become prey to what we become prey to here in California, which is ballot initiatives that say one thing that mean another.
Yeah.
You know, we have a thing here where people were voting yes for gay marriage, and it was actually supposed to be voting no. So because of the fact that gay marriage, the way that they worded it, they made it sound the opposite of the way that you were supposed to vote.
Right.
So these referendums are ridiculous. They're ridiculous here in California as well. They should have a one sentence only is what they should have. And I hope that there's a lot of Republicans out there because they made it basically sound like, you know, let's get money out of politics, which we can all agree to. But that's why they made this referendum seem. So I hope that people will look at it like they've been bamboozled, even on the Republican side of the aisle or the Democratic side of the aisle, that you've been bamboozled in a major way by your Republican legislature. And I hope that you get out there and you vote like you've never voted before in the presidential election and reelect Joe Biden as our next president of the United States. Because one thing we have to remember, and this is something I would do maybe as a trivia question, Jane, on your show, is have people call in and say, what in the past 50 years has the Republican Party done that has actually helped working people? What legislation have they put forward that has actually helped working people? I'd love to know what their answer is, because all their answer is tax cuts for billionaires.
Thank you, Tom. Really appreciate it. We have asked that question.
Yeah.
What are the wins? What wins have the GOP done for working people? And we rarely get any response from that.
Yeah. I mean, it's... I'm trying to think of some just to play, not to devil's advocate.
Right.
I'm trying to
think of something.
I'm trying to think of something. I mean, some of the best stuff that came out of, like, you know, there's the EPA that came out of the Nixon, but that's not legislation. It protected our environment. But like, as far as stuff that really gets down to the nitty gritty that gets to the working class, middle class that they tend to, they say they protect and love, and we're a part of that, even though you're all millionaires and you've never talked to people like me a day in your life. Yeah, I mean, it's, I keep going back to the idea of, you know, their whole spiel for this election and the first referendum was get Zuckerbucks out of our elections. It's, you know, the GOP is really good at that. They're very good at messaging and making it, you know, very bite-sized and digestible. And you don't have to do a lot of information diving for it.
Right.
Get Zuckerbucks out of our elections. Someone said $500 million in five cities or $400 million in five cities. That's not true at all. That's impossible. That would be a nationwide story that Mark Zuckerberg dropped $400 million in five cities. But where were they 4 years ago when the company that guy owns was allowing his website to allow Russian hackers, bots to come and spread lies, misinformation, disinformation? They didn't have a problem with that then. But now, because Mark Zuckerberg, to save face, set up a nonprofit and donated money to as grants, now they have a problem with that. That's something I have. Like, where's your outrage? Where was your outrage a few years ago? Now it's a, oh my gosh.
Well, I think you make a very good point, and kind of alluding back to what Tom said too. Yes, all this outrage over this outside money, but only in this one instance.
Mm-hmm.
What about Koch brother money? What about all of the other dark money that we don't know where that stuff is coming from? And I think a good example is Katie Rosenberg in Wausau, who lost her election by teeny margin. Well, it was 50, what, 52?
It was 50, it was 4 points.
4 points. Her challenger,
Doug Denny,
won 5,222 votes. Katie Rosenberg, former mayor of Wausau, with 4,798. That means only 10,000 people voted in that election, my friends.
Yeah. It's not a big city to begin with, but...
There's more than 10,000 people that live in Wausau.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking about who... Adults versus... I mean, I get what you're saying. More people should vote. And if there's any indication of how important it is to vote in elections, these local elections, these... on the ground where it's your mayor, your county board supervisor,
school board members,
all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
You come to Kenosha and you look at the county board where one seat was determined by one vote.
One
vote is what won this person their seat. If you don't think your vote matters, does.
Absolutely.
And now
more than ever.
And, you know, I'm glad you brought up Katie Rosenberg's. I'm really upset about that one. I'm glad you brought that up because GOP state, the head of the GOP party in Wisconsin, Brian Schimming, mm-hmm. who said in 2022 that he was going to bring a new light to the party and that nothing was off limits. He was the only thing he's done that's been good, quote unquote, is saying, oh, go ahead, bank your votes.
Yeah, and we're going to get to that because there's major mixed messages coming out from the Republican Party about banking your vote.
But this man had the audacity, the tenacity, and everything to get on Twitter this morning and congratulate Katie's opponent and saying, you know, great race, good to see a GOP candidate, but then says, good on Wisconsin for voting the constitutional amendments. It's good to get dark money out of the elections. My friend, that race was like major dark money for your guy. So don't sit here and act like dark money is the enemy. It's the enemy when it's your inconvenience.
Travis from Greenfield, listening here on WAUK, texting in. Tom Hartman has a standing contest that if anyone can call in with the name of one bill passed by a Republican Congress and signed by a Republican president that primarily benefited the middle, lower, or working class. If you do, he'll give you a signed copy of any one of his books. Yeah, we've asked before, what are the big accomplishments? I mean, I remember trickle-down economics, which we're still waiting for.
Yeah.
Giving tax cuts to the wealthiest, and it's all going to just flow. It will flow to us, Greg.
I mean,
it will flow.
When the GOP are in power, whether it's Wisconsin or the country in DC, they can't pass bills. Like, how many times did Congress try to kill health care?
Bigger, and it's going to be better.
Yeah,
it's going to be better. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Morning and welcome to Matt Nair on air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Sweet Cal B, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Join the conversation, call or text at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842, or leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Coming up at 10:50, we will have Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot, Civic Media's meteorologist, also at 10:50. Your chance to pick up a couple of tickets to see the Milwaukee Brewers.
This Friday. Yeah.
So we're going to do a little brewer trivia.
Yeah. I've picked a question. I would say it rates in medium, not hard, but medium. You can easily look it up. I'm not going to be mad if you look it up, but it definitely celebrates the Brewers. And I'll say this. It celebrates the early history. The early history.
Okay,
of the
good
Brewers.
Good clue.
There you go. I didn't say anything else.
No, that's a good clue. All right, that's coming up at 10:50, your chance to pick up those Brewers tickets for this Friday. So stick around for that. Talking about yesterday's primary election in Wisconsin and some of the results. Voters who chose uninstructed, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday, more than doubled the 20,000 votes that President Biden won the state by in 2020. Voters unhappy with President Biden's handling of the Israel-Hamas war organized into a Listen to Wisconsin campaign. So they also did this in Michigan and Minnesota. They took about 13% and 19% of the vote. In Wisconsin, uninstructed represented 8.5% of the vote.
Okay.
I understand the outrage. I genuinely do.
I do, too. I share the outrage. I absolutely do.
The whole thing is a nightmare. It is. And then what happened with these World Central Kitchen volunteers who were killed earlier this week. And it would, I don't know, Jose Andres is a better person than I will ever be, who is the head of WCK. And he came out with a statement after this happened and said, we did communicate extensively with Israeli military and civilian officials. They work closely with community leaders in Gaza, as well as other Arab nations. They have served 43 million meals in Gaza. We know Israelis in their heart of hearts know that food is not a weapon of war. Maybe this will finally move the needle and something will get done.
I hope so.
It's a tragedy and a travesty. It is.
And I want, you know what, I'm just going to say it. I would love for our country's policy on Israel to change a little bit, where it doesn't seem like we have to be so, I don't know, even know the word. Like, that doesn't sound, I don't want to sound disrespectful, but it seems like if we were to do something, let's say tomorrow, Joe Biden decides that we are going to pull out of Israel, cut off all ties, all support. That's it. You're on your own. What do they do in response? I feel like the nuance of this all is not something that comes, and it does not mean you vote differently on your ballot in such a critical time. The statement you're making on the ballot yesterday does not help him.
No, it doesn't.
And I know that's probably you're probably all going to vote for him in November, but the fact is that this is the story now. This is what we're talking about. And it doesn't, I'm sorry, but it doesn't change anything. These votes are not going to make him go, well, Wisconsin really told me.
Right.
And I don't want to sound callous, crude, or disrespectful to what you're doing, because I agree with you. I don't like what's happening over there, and I want it to change. But how do we make a change? How do we do that?
And it's not by throwing away your vote.
Yeah.
It's not. Other results from yesterday's election, Milwaukee voters narrowly approving a referendum, increasing property taxes to stop major budget cuts at MPS. It is projected to increase Milwaukee property Milwaukee homeowners taxes by about $1,000 per $1,000 of value, $2 per $1,000. So if you have a home worth $200,000, your taxes are going to go up about $432. There was a lot of concern, though, about all of the cuts that they would have to make if this referendum was not approved.
Yeah.
There are a number of other school referendums, because these happened all over the state. And if you would like to see a very specific breakdown of what happened in your area, go to our website at civicmedia.us. There's a wonderful news section there now. Our news department has been doing a great job compiling all this information and all the results. And you can also get a daily newscast update specific to where you're listening.
Yeah.
So if you're in Wausau or Green Bay or in La Crosse, you can go to your station, and then that is your specially curated.
What if they live in Amory?
They can do that too.
Okay, cool.
So, yes, the referendum goes through. Yes.
I'd like to ask, you know, all those individuals who voted yes, and, you know, we've heard it for weeks now about the confusing language of those referendums. How many of those individuals who voted yes found out today what it really was about and said, that's not what I wanted?
Well, now it's too late.
I know. And I don't, like, if you wanted it, if you're like, yeah, I'm voting yes with fervor and yeah, let's do this because Zuckerbucks. But if people saw yes and they were like, of course I don't want outside money. I don't want.
I know. I hear you. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson handily reelected, as was David Crowley for Milwaukee County Executive. I guess one big shakeup in Milwaukee County was the election of Evan Goyke.
Yes.
Over Tierman Spencer. And that was a pretty resounding victory for Mr. Goyke.
Yeah, it was.
As far as the results go, there had been a lot of conversations about what had been happening in the city attorney's office since Tierman Spencer has been there.
Yeah, I think it was just time for new blood in there.
Well, and I guess I got to give his campaign credit for trying to disavow himself from himself. Because his name is Tierman Spencer. And then this year, when it came time to run, all his election material said T. Spencer. Because that was going to confuse people into not realizing that it was the same guy.
Hey, you know what, Jane? Every once in a while, people got to go, you know, like, you know, some Beyonce was Sasha Fierce and Garth Brooks was Chris Gaines. Sometimes you got to rebrand and T Spencer. Suppose, you know, my gosh.
Kanye became Ye, right?
And then Crazy.
That too.
And then now we have former city attorney T Spencer.
T Spencer.
Yeah.
I like it. News is on the way next. Going to talk about more election results and the former president's appearance yesterday in Green Bay. So stay with us. And then Brewers tickets, your chance to pick up a pair of Brewers tickets for this Friday. That's coming your way at 10:50. So stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. And welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, a blurry Calvin coming to you from our studio.
She's in the Witness Protection Program.
Downtown Waukesha. You can always join the show, call or text at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon is in the process of ruining. Coming up at 10:50, stick around for that. We're going to do weather and wine with Brittany Merlot, our civic media meteorologist, to find out what we can expect. And just as a heads up to everybody, that 511wi.gov website, this shows you where all the accidents are all across the state. It's really very useful.
Yeah.
And even though, at least around here, it looks like the snow has stopped, they've got a bunch of things going on around Peshtigo and Marinette near Brussels in Door County. We have an accident in Appleton. There's a one in around Milwaukee and Madison, Eau Claire also. So if you're going to be heading out, it's always a good idea just because you can download that as an app too.
I was going to say, there's two things about that app I love. Is one, you can download it as an app. It has great camera features on there. That's wonderful.
Yep.
But also, one accident it doesn't show is Maybell's poops on our landing in the upstairs of our house. Accidents all the time up there, Jane. Where are you, 511WI?
That's a different DOT. That's a whole that's a whole different agency, Greg.
DOP, more like
it. No, that too. If you want to join the show again, 855-75-CIVIC, you can always email and or text. And your chance at Brewers tickets coming up at 10:50 as well. We're going to do a little Brewers trivia. Tickets, a pair of tickets for this Friday's Brewers game, so stay close for that. Talking about election results from yesterday after Wisconsin's primary election, and also the former president made his first stop in Wisconsin in a couple of years, held a rally in Green Bay. Daniel Bice this morning in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel did point out, though, that even though Donald Trump won the state, the race was called before even 25% of the vote was in statewide. More than 120,000 Republicans in Wisconsin went to the polls and voted for someone other than Trump.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
Even though everybody, all of his opponents had already dropped out.
Mm-hmm.
So Nikki Haley pulled in more than 75,000 votes.
Yeah.
Nearly 13% of the total. And even Ron DeSantis got some.
Well, you know, people like that Florida charm. I feel hypocritical now, earlier saying about the uninstructed vote, and now I'm like, yeah, don't vote for Trump. I'm a hypocrite. I own it.
At least you own it.
I own it. Anything to, honestly, I don't have control over anything, over anyone's life, really. And especially Donald Trump. He's far away from me. I can't call him. But I always like to know that it always makes me feel, it makes me smile a little bit in my heart and outside when I think of him trying to project this perfect image of a person. And then in his head, he's has to wrestle with the idea that Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley got votes that should have been his. Like, that's inside of him. And someone close to his orbit has to answer why that happened. Why couldn't you just take them off the ballot? That's not how that works. So,
find joy where you can, Greg Bach. And then if you have a chance to spread it, share it, do that. Trump effectively kicking off his general election campaign yesterday in Green Bay, and he focused primarily on immigration, according to WPR, while continually falsely claiming he won the 2020 election, both here in Wisconsin and across the country. That is a lie.
Yes.
That is a lie. He did not win. He did not win here in Wisconsin.
Nope.
We spent $2 million looking for evidence that the election was fraudulent. And what did we find?
Well, according to current Assembly Speaker Robin the Popcorn King Voss,
yes,
we found a fair, free, and clear election. A clear decision that said that Joe Biden had won Wisconsin. Joe Biden won the popular vote as well as the Electoral College, making Trump a loser.
Again.
Again and again and again.
Yeah. Over and over and over. And yet, and I've read other things that say this is not a winning topic for him.
No.
To go back and relitigate everything all over again. This is not resonating.
It just fortifies his more on the fringe group.
Yes.
I mean, I know Republicans, you know Republicans, and before all this happened, like in before 2020, do you know what a Republican was easy to do? To say, you know what? Yeah, George H.W. Bush, he lost to Bill Clinton. He said that. And that wasn't controversial.
Right.
Now, if a Republican says that out loud, they're called a rhino. They're shunned. They're threatened with primaries or otherwise. I mean, what dimension do we live in?
An alternate reality for some.
And I didn't get abs. I don't feel like there's a multiverse version of me that's really in shape.
Naturally.
And that's not me.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842 if you want to join the conversation. Calvin, we do have a clip. Our very own Pete Schwabe, who hosts Nightlight with Pete Schwabe across the network from 7 to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday. He actually was out and about in Green Bay yesterday and had a chance to talk to some of the people who were attending Donald Trump's rally yesterday. Let's take a listen.
Love the man. There's things he says sometimes that are cringeworthy, but that's him.
Yeah.
That's his personality, and that is him. And if you expect anything different than that, you're on the wrong channel.
You've accepted him for who he is.
And that's all there is to
it. Absolutely. Like him, yeah. Like I love what he did.
Okay. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if you mock people who are disabled, or mock people with a stutter, or mm-hmm. say terrible things about people. It doesn't matter. That's just the guy he is. And they kind of love him for that.
I have a weird, twisted respect for that. Now, granted, when he said, cringeworthy, no, don't make that face. Don't make that noise. You shouldn't care that it's cringeworthy. You just said, if you like him, this is what you get. And this, you have to deal with it. So you don't get to even show a little bit of regret that he is cringeworthy. He's who he is. And I have a very weird respect for that, because he's just being honest, because that's what it is. If you want to like this man, you cannot care about the feelings of other people to multiple levels. I mean, I just think about this. If I walked up to any of these individuals in Green Bay, if I found someone, whether it's their child, their friend, who had a speech impediment or a disease or anything, and I walked up and just made a crass joke right to their face and looked at you and said, deal with it. You wouldn't want to.
Right.
Why is it okay for him?
He's given a pass. And again, I point to what parent can point to him and say, this is the example I want my children to follow.
I mean,
This is how I want my children to behave. This is acceptable behavior on how to treat other people.
What Christian says this man is a representative of my faith?
Gotta wonder. Also, at the rally yesterday in Green Bay, Greg Buck, California guy Eric Hovde was there.
I've heard of him.
Yeah, Donald Trump said, Eric, I'm giving you my complete and total endorsement. So go out and win. You better win.
Okay. Luckily, at a Donald Trump rally, he didn't have to worry about giving any policy positions or opinions on anything other than I think I told you this. I saw there was a tweet. It was, I think, 10 words. It said border crisis. Close the border. Fix the crisis now. Eric Hovde for Senate.
Oh, that explained everything.
Yes, thank you,
thank you,
sir,
for laying it out in such great detail on what you're going to do in order to solve this, Eric Hovde. I haven't seen anything from him. That is policy. Not Zippo, not a zero.
He's still trying to convince us that he is of us, that he's of Wisconsin.
Right.
And time is ticking, buddy.
Well, and he's also asking for money, which I just find interesting. I thought he was going to self-finance because he's a millionaire.
Yeah, I mean... They all, yeah.
But he's out there asking for money. Also, at the Trump rally yesterday, MyPillow founder and CEO Mike Lindell got a standing ovation from the crowd in Green Bay. Although I took a look at the picture from that rally.
Yeah.
There weren't 500 people in there.
No. Well, I think that there were, did they say 500? Because I feel like someone had, there was a person who made it clear that this was going to be a smallish event.
Oh.
Intimate.
Intimate. Okay. And the other kind of problematic thing, I think, for the Republican Party.
Which one?
Well, they can't decide on whether mail-in voting is the greatest evil of all time or if it's something that they really need to do to win. I mean, this happened at the same event.
Yeah.
Yesterday at the Trump rally in Green Bay. Republican Party of Wisconsin Chairman Brian Schimming and our senior senator Ron Johnson urging supporters to embrace early voting in Wisconsin, a form of absentee voting that Democrats have heavily used in recent elections. So you have Brian Schimming and Ron Johnson on the stage saying early voting is a good thing. We need to bank the vote. This is the new thing. Do it. And then Donald Trump takes the stage and still says that's the most corrupt way to vote in the world. And everyone who votes, but you know, if you vote by mail, you're just guaranteeing corruption. So I don't know how they're going to square that circle.
I feel like we need to get Calvin to pull the Curb Your Enthusiasm theme for every time something like this happens, where it's just wacky and dumb. I mean, that's like I was talking about earlier. Brian Schimming has made it his mission to, the only way he's changing the GOP in Wisconsin is by advocating for early voting.
That's pretty much it.
Everything else that they did beforehand, he is endorsing and doing. The just smack talk, the lying, the talking points that have no data to back them up. He's all about it. But the one thing he's doing, that you got to bank them votes. That's what all the cool old people are doing.
Key to Trump's argument is Milwaukee's practice of reporting absentee ballot results all at once, and it often happens late at night after they're finished counting. And he calls those ballot dumps, which they aren't. They're actually, yes, they're ballots that are being counted.
They were huge dumps.
Huge dumps.
Huge dumps happening in Milwaukee.
So, again, I'm not sure what message voters are going to take away from that. On the one hand, Yes. It's good. Early vote. Bank your vote. On the other hand, the man who can say anything and they will accept it is saying, no, don't. That's fraud. Don't early vote. It's bad.
Honestly, what they did was they made the perfect message for them. It's okay that I do it because what I'm doing is for him and for America and for freedom. Anyone else who disagrees, they are liars. They are traitors. They are thieves. They are not an American.
Cheats. Karina from Milwaukee on the line. Good morning, Karina. We got just a couple of minutes left. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. I think that I thought about the crowd numbers when the Trump talked about his rallies. It more looked like three people in front and the rest of the people are made of cardboard, you know, like people go, basically, because it's never true. And the whole accept him the way he is, he's not a singer. I can't just listen to his song and like it and just disregard what kind of person is that.
Yep.
It's completely, you have to be completely delusional,
yeah,
to accept that you can actually say this is who he is. You want the whole country to be like that? Because he's an example. He is something what you should strive for. This is somebody the best out of this country. This is the best we can do.
I hear you, Karina. Thank you so much, Karina. And thank you, as always, for listening. I agree with you. I don't know how parents can hold up Donald Trump as the model of what their children should want to emulate. I find that confusing. All right. Yeah. We're going to move on. Brittany Merlot is going to join us next for a little weather and wine and your chance to pick up a pair of tickets to see our Milwaukee Brewers this coming Friday with a little trivia, so stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. We are coming to you across the vast Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can call or text 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. She joins us every Wednesday around this time for a little weather and wine. Our meteorologist at Civic Media, Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Brittany. How you doing? Before we get to things too much, though, we're gonna set up our Brewers ticket contest.
Yes, that's right. I'm gonna ask you a question. And you're gonna call in. Then we're gonna pick a caller, and I want to get the answer. So here is the question to win Friday's tickets against the Mariners, which is: in what year did Raleigh Fingers win the MVP for the Brewers? What year did Raleigh Fingers win the MVP for the Brewers? You can call. We're calling in.
Yep, have to call.
You have to call. No texting. 855-752-4842 or 855-75-CIVIC. What year did Raleigh Fingers win the MVP for the Brewers?
And that is for Friday tickets, a pair of tickets to see the Brewers take on
the Mariners.
The Mariners, yes.
That 7-10 game.
That team that you said just now. All right, Brittany Merlot, what is it like where you are weather-wise?
Right now, it is just overcast and cloudy. We got a couple of inches of snowfall, about 4 inches, and it's stopped for the moment, but winds are whipping. I've felt some gusts. Well, I've heard them, I should say. The walls just moving, right?
Right.
40 miles per hour, still ongoing here in central Wisconsin. Yeah.
So what is coming next? I mean, isn't all going to move out by today, is it?
No, it's not, unfortunately. So this low pressure system kind of hit Lake Michigan, stopped, and is now sliding south. It's like, I'm not crossing that lake. So
I'll just stay here.
Right. So that's what it's doing today. So we're going to continue to see scattered snow showers. Right now, La Crosse is still getting hit with some decent snowfall, and their reports already of 14.2 inches as of 9 a.m. So they've got more than that.
Yeah. Holy cow.
I woke up to rain this morning. I'm so lucky.
14 inches. I had no idea they got that much snow.
Yes, there was a pretty big heavy line from La Crosse that kind of shot across through and went towards Appleton and into Shawano, where there saw accumulations over a half of a foot to nearly a foot in those places. So
is that stuff going to melt anytime soon, or are they going to have to, they're going to have to shovel it?
They're shoveling it, but you know, We are going to see some warmer temperatures this weekend into the 40s and 50s and the sunshine, and it'll take care of a lot of that. But what it's also doing, I mean, you guys got heavy rain. It was like nearly an inch and a half. Your rivers are flooding.
It's so interesting that you mentioned that, Brittany, because I take the same way into work every day and I drive down one of the parkways and the soccer field is covered from the river rising. It's, yeah, this people need to keep an eye on things, especially if you live near any rivers or lakes or anything like that, because it's been coming down. And this happened in like a day. I can swear it wasn't like that yesterday.
No, not at all. It takes a little bit for those rivers to really absorb all the rain from the ground and the basins, and then they start to rise. And it's actually going to be peaking a lot of them this afternoon and through tomorrow morning. So it's going to get a little bit worse before they start to subside. But a lot of them, Turtle Creek, Sugar River, Fox River, Root River, even the Rock River.
All the rivers.
Yeah.
All the rivers.
But hopefully this will alleviate some of the drought issues that we've had, right?
Oh my goodness. It helped so, so much. I mean, we went from 70% of the state in a drought to 30%. And now only 6% of Wisconsin is in a severe drought. So we're looking better.
Well, that's good. And that's got to be a relief for our farmers. Now they just need things to dry out a little bit so they can get out into the fields, right?
Exactly. We'll get there though.
I had looked ahead to next week, Brittany, and at least in southeastern Wisconsin here, it was around, 60 degrees by like Tuesday.
Oh, yes. No, that is definitely possible. Temperatures climbing up there. I think it's going to be more like the low 60s, though. I know a lot of people are looking and seeing some 70s and got their hopes up, but I would look for the 60s.
It's too soon.
Sure.
It's too soon. It's too soon for 70s.
Exactly. And we
it was 70s this morning and now it's gone. Brittany, you ruined things.
Oh, we always have to whine about the weather.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. We had a little trivia question for you as we began our conversation with Brittany Merlot. What is the trivia question, Greg Bach?
The trivia question is, what year did Raleigh Fingers win the MVP for the Brewers?
855-75-CIVIC. Sharky from Racine is on the line. Good morning, Sharky. You want to play for those Brewer tickets?
Without cheating, I'm guessing, but 82.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sharky. That is incorrect. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, Sharky.
I've never had one get wrong.
Sorry.
Sorry, buddy.
Sorry you didn't win that.
Tomorrow there'll be two chances. Friday there'll be another chance. So please call again if you would. Yeah, but so
we have more tickets.
Yep.
You still have a chance to call if you can get this trivia question right. The trivia question is, Greg Bach,
what year did Raleigh Fingers win the MVP for the Milwaukee Brewers?
855-75-CIVIC. 855-752-4842. Kevin from Wausau on the line. Good morning, Kevin. Did you want to take a shot at the trivia question?
Yeah, I'll go with 81.
Ding, ding, ding.
Well done, Kevin.
Brittany is especially excited about this because Brittany is up in Wausau right now. So, yes, that is correct. Kevin from Wausau, please stay on the line. Calvin's going to get your information and get you to those tickets. That is a 7-10 game against the Mariners, which, by the way, is very interesting because they're in Seattle, which is where the Brewers originally came from as the Pilots.
That's right.
Because I didn't have a life in high school. So, like we said, tomorrow, two more chances to win tickets. But thank you so much, Kevin. Thank you so much, Sharky, for calling in. Brewers trivia.
Brewers trivia. All right. More chances coming up again tomorrow. Brittany Merlot, we will see you next week. Hopefully, things will be a little drier and a little warmer and less slushy overall.
Absolutely. I'll try to have some good news for you finally.
we don't take it personally.
Having you on the show is Brittany, having you on the show is always good news.
Absolutely. News is coming up next, and when we return, we're going to learn about Skills USA and a special edition of the public service announcement. Stay here. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast Civic Media Radio Network.